Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Friday morning. Thank God it's Friday for some of us, huh? So looking forward to the weekend. Weather's hot, but it is summertime. That's what we do this time of year. It's hot, always in Texas. Producing the Outdoor Show this morning.
Hey, everybody.
Can't forget my buddy Johnny B, man.
It's all right, Cap. Mickey, how's it going, everyone?
I'm doing good. How about you, man?
I'm doing pretty good, my friend. Got a pretty action-packed day. Got a few things going on up in Katyville.
Good. So,
pretty exciting day so far, but ready to kick it off with the Outdoor Show.
Stay busy and time flies.
Amen, brother.
All right, man. Well, let's get rolling here. Our sponsor today, Texan Roofing, CCA Star Tournament, Mainstream Marketing, Skeeter's Auto Service, Castaway Rods, and McLean Trailers. All right. Galveston right now, 83 down on the island, feels like 92. Throw that humidity and everything in there. That's pretty warm for this early in the morning. But anyway, looking at partly cloudy skies today, high of 88 down on the island, mid-90s inland. Winds will be south-southeast 10 to 20. And then tonight, pretty much the same, 20% chance of rain, partly cloudy, low of 82. Winds will be south-southeast 10 to 20. And then for tomorrow, partly cloudy, high of 88. Winds will be south-southeast 10 to 20. We're back in that broken record type of weather forecast. Goodness. But that's where we're at right now. It could be a lot worse, put it that way. Looking at tides for today, these are Galveston Channel tide predictions. We have three tides today. We have a high this morning at 8:18 a.m. It's a 1.3. Then we have a low coming up at 1:21 p.m. It's a 1.0. And then a high at 3:22 p.m., a 1.1. 6:32 a.m. is sunrise, 8:19 p.m. sunset. And our moon phase right now is 96%. Release into the Trinity River from Lake Livingston right now is 6,000 cubic feet per second, and Lake Livingston is at normal pool. Current conditions, a buoy offshore, 22 nautical miles east of Galveston. We have a south wind at 13 to 16 miles per hour. Barometric pressure is 30.01 inches and steady. No water temp to be found this morning on any of the stations, but all I've got is wind directions. But anyway, Eagle Point, we have a south at 11 to 13. And Morgan's Point, we have a south at 9 to 13. So there it is. There's your weather. Good luck with it. And we'll let's head on over to the Tri-Bay area and get started with the hammer this morning, Captain Glenn Hammond. Glenn, good morning. What's going on, bud?
Hey, good morning, Captain Mickey. How are you, brother?
I couldn't be better. Everything's fine.
Good. Great, great. That's great to hear, dude. You get some fishing done this week?
No, I did not go, not one day. I didn't venture out in that wind where I have fish, and it would have made it too difficult. It's too rough.
Well, I got a couple of days in after I got the boat.
I just live too far from the pass, you know, down your area where all the fish are. That's just...
No, well, actually, I think it's a little further south. I've heard better reports from
Matagorda. If I'm gonna pull to the pass, I might as well keep going and go to Matagorda and fish.
Hey, well, stop by and pick me up, brother.
That'll work. We'll go pop.
But no, I got out a couple of times this week. I had on actually Wednesday and Thursday, and getting to be the age now. Shoot, I work 2 days. I got to take off 2 days, Captain Mickey. It's in this heat. I'm just not going to let it get to me. I'm a smarter man than that. We can work smarter and not harder. But I had Jimmy Bird family come down, and he's an old friend of mine. I've known most of my life. My brother graduated with him out at Madison High School. But I had his daughter and her kids come with me, and it was Beth, John, Cameron, and Victoria. We used live shrimp underneath the popping cork, and it was the same old story down here, just about like a broken record. Using the hop-o-matics and working some oyster reefs. Call it reef hopping. Just go to one place for 10 minutes and nothing's going on, man. Shoot, I really don't have the patience to hang around there. and we just keep moving them around until we get them. And we set on them pretty good. We had a lot of little bitty trout. I mean, a lot of baby trout. But and they're, you know, and they hadn't been on a boat but once or twice, and really hadn't fished that much. So it just seems to be. Hammer gets to teach them. We get to, you know what I mean? Somebody needs to explain to them and show them. And, hey, man, once they figure it out, and it just makes them feel better about the whole thing. It's not that hard. It's not that kind. It just takes tons and tons of practice, just like baseball and bowling or anything else you're going to do, man. You got to practice it. And, man, you can't be expected to come out there on your first day and just act like a pro. So, but, hey, man, they ended up, we had 8 trouts of 19 inches. We had a 22-inch red, had some whiting, some real nice whiting, and croakers. The croakers were kind of small, but had a few sand trout to mix in, too. So that's what makes it a lot of fun, using that shrimp with youngsters and everybody, anybody that just wants to have some action and something tugging on your line. Well, I highly recommend a live shrimp underneath the popping cork. I mean, you know, if you don't mind putting bait on the boat. The flags are flying a little bit better down here, and it looks like the bait situation is kind of stabilizing compared to what it was a week or two ago. But and then on Thursday I had Chad Fox, his son Reed, Scott Ferris, and his son Cullen, and Uncle Blake Rena, and the conditions were almost identical to Wednesday. The wind was blowing like heck out of the south. First, a little more southwest on Wednesday and a little more southeast, but pumping pretty good on Thursday. And anyway, we got out there, and shoot, they had a pretty nice box, too, doing the same thing, a live shrimp underneath the popping cork. And we ended up with almost the same thing. We had 9 specks, and they were, the biggest one was about 19 inches. And then we had a black drum. We didn't get our redfish that day, but we did have a real nice black drum. And then they had some whiting and sandies and some croakers to mix in with them. So, and I tell you what, as soon as they got home, they fried them. And just like Jimmy's family on Wednesday, as soon as they got home, they put them in the oven and broiled a bunch of them, and then they fried some of them. But, hey, ain't nothing better than that fish on the same day you catch it. Get it home and get it in the skillet, and that's very, very nice. They called me on the phone. They texted me, and, hey, man, we're enjoying that fish right now. So, and a couple of good days. Just felt good to get back out on the water. And shoot, man, I mean, things are kind of calming down this morning. We only have 6 to 13 miles an hour east, southeast. So it's kind of laid back a little bit this morning.
East, southeast, huh? Everywhere over here is due south.
Yeah, well, as you said that, it just went over to the south-southwest side. So it kind of, you know, I think I got my little wind vane a little too close to the house, and I think I get a little inaccurate, or maybe I don't catch exactly what's coming around, swirling around the top of these roofs.
Well, my ears perked up when you said east-southeast. I love that wind. Anything southeast.
Oh, it is.
You made my ears perk up.
We love that east southeast, and it brings that sweet, sweet green, trout green water to our shores. If it'll blow prevailing southeast under 15 miles an hour for a week or two, and we'll have that green water all the way to our shores. It'll be coming in the passes and coming in the jetties. And I haven't been on the beachfront yet, and I really want to go out there. But Captain Mickey, I've been doing so good in the bay, man. It's like, why leave them, man? The fish are still there. So, hey, man, it's like an old broken record. I've been going back to the same old places. I'll sit there for a little while, catch a few, and we'll go move to another spot. And if it don't do no good, I'll come back to the other spot. But, no, it's good. I can't complain. And just glad to get the boat back, and felt real good to get back out on the water and everything. And I just wanted to throw this out. We were talking about a size bait camp, and everybody that's listening this morning, and I know there's a million people that's launched down there through their lifetime. Well, here a couple weeks ago or a week ago, I was talking about how that ramp is deteriorating, and we could use some gravel down there and everything. So before I get out of here this morning, I'm going to leave that telephone number where if somebody wants to help me, see if we can get us some help down there. look, man, I know the million people launch at that ramp, and they have through the years, and they still do. There's a handful of us that go around with a bag, and we pick up all the trash, and we put it in. Man, we try to, it's one of the few ramps that we have that we can launch right on the Christmas Bay. You know, it's just like there's no more ramps. They're not going to build any more ramps. We got to take care of what we got. So that's why this morning I'm not going to be preaching or anything, but I'm just, hey, man, I seen Brazoria County Road and Bridge spend about 10 hours yesterday setting 5 concrete culverts to where they could put some new housing. And, you know, they can make money on new housing development down here in Surfside. And if they can spend 10 hours on putting 5 culverts in, they ought to be able to spend 2 or 3 hours bringing 4 or 5 truckloads of gravel down there and see if they can get that boat ramp fixed up, because it's really getting sad. I told you I had to get pulled out of there the other morning, and kind of embarrassing. I had everybody shining their headlights on me, like I said, we only have 1 or 2, 3 ramps down here, and they're not really building any more ramps. We need to take care of what we got. And
you know, we were talking about this not long ago. It's a shame that Galveston County and Harris County, both together, huge counties,
right,
don't have a facility like Matagorda County's got down at the harbor.
What a place to come in the shade and clean fish. And look, if just to have running water and a little shade over your head. And I'll tell you what, I took my fish that day, loaded them up, and headed on to the pass. And down there at the Brazoria County ramp there at San Luis Pass has a really, really nice facility. And you know what I mean, just keep it clean up after yourself and stuff. And there's a little piece of plywood behind the building. You know, you don't have to use a stainless steel table, put a little piece of plywood up there. And it's little bitty things like that, man, that everybody takes care of it, and everybody picks up after each other, you know what I mean, and just do your own cleanup and that kind of stuff, man. And like I said, they're not going to build us any new ramps. We need to take care of the ones we got down here. Shoot, man, I enjoyed the heck out of it. But look, Brazoria County Road and Bridge. Now, here that ramp is on.
Who owns that ramp?
It's a county. It's a county road
facility. Okay.
Yes, sir. The county road is 257S or Amigo, Amigo Lane. The name of the street is Amigo Lane, but it's County Road 257S. The telephone number to the road and bridge is 979-798-2158. Please call them, and let's see if we can get some action. We got action on those oyster guys. We can get action on our boat ramps. You know what I mean? Let's just see what we can get done. But that's all I got for you today, Captain Mickey.
All right.
I wish I had more.
Enough.
I'm going out.
Hey, that's all right. It is what it is.
I'm hitting the door running this morning. As soon as I hang up, man, I got to meet them at 5 o'clock. We've been getting out there at 5:30 and getting off that water about 10 o'clock, sir. We're not even messing with that heat. Trying to drink as much as we can. But that's it.
Throw them out a number, Glenn.
713-208-0683. Thank you, Captain Mickey. I appreciate
you. Sounds good. All right, bud. You have a good day. Appreciate it. All right.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
All right.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. 419 in the Bayou City. All right. Let's head down Matagorda way now. Bob Green was not available at Fayette County, so we're just going to put old Tommy Alexander up in his place this morning. A little bit earlier. I'm sure Tommy's going to be busy today anyway. Tommy, good morning. What's going on?
What's going on, Mickey?
Not a lot. Just not as much going on here as there is down there right now.
Man, we got a lot going on down here.
Yeah, you do.
We got a bunch. We got plenty. Yeah, you got to get an early start today, tomorrow. What it's shaking out to be, it looks like.
What's this tournament, this old man's? It's a 2-day deal today and tomorrow?
Yes, sir. Today they had a what they call pre-fish day yesterday.
Right.
That everybody did like pre-fish, and then they have the tournament today and tomorrow.
Gotcha.
And it's about like, I mean, they have like every category you could imagine in it. You know what I mean? It's not a stringer of any kind.
Individual fish.
Right. It's all just like, you know, they got biggest trout, red, flounder. Man, they got like croaker, I think, even gaff top, hardhead, or I think they got gaff top. I don't know about hardhead.
A lot of them guys, they get in and croaker board's a little light. Nobody's weighed in yet. They can just go pull one out of the bait well and throw it up there.
Yeah.
I had to throw that in there. I'm sorry. I'm bad.
They got
how big a trout? What's going to take the big trout pot? The big trout.
I don't know.
Think it'll bust 8?
I don't. It very well might because, you know, it's 2 days long and
a lot of people. Somebody's going to catch a big one.
Right. It's very possible. I don't remember. I think last year was like 7 or something like that. But you just never know. We've had a lot of big ones this year. We've had a good year, so
yeah.
There very possibly could be a big one come in. But I mean, it's going to be, you know, there'll be a lot of sixes for sure. Probably a few sevens, and then like you said, somebody might bust an 8. It just depends. If the surf would have been right, I'd have said yeah for sure.
Yeah.
Because every time our surf's gotten right this year, somebody's caught an 8.
Really?
Seems like it, yeah. On the jetties or in the surf one.
Well, I'm sure it's going to be a little bumpy in that surf this morning.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It ain't right. It's not right. I mean, it's been an interesting week anyway. It's been kind of, we've definitely had our ups and downs.
Right.
We had a few good days. Now, wade fishing has been staying consistent. You know, the wading in West has been pretty consistent. You can go down there and you can get your fish most of the time. Drifting in East this week has been lots of ups and downs. You know, one day it seems like you get them pretty good, pretty easy, and then all of a sudden I think I had at least 2 days that were fairly tough. You know, we still caught fish, but it wasn't, you had to really fish for them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, with this wind and everything, that old water's hot in that bay, and it gets stirred up pretty easy, doesn't it?
Right. East Bay, it just gets dirty faster than just about any bay I've ever seen. I mean, it can be just the most beautiful trout green, perfect all the way across that sucker. And, I mean, it can pick up to 15 miles an hour, and within an hour or two, it can be mud.
That's it.
And it seems like it gets muddy a lot faster than it clears up.
Yeah.
It can get muddy in a couple hours, but it takes, you know, a whole day to clear up.
Yeah, it doesn't have a lot of water running through it, current from passes to kind of filter it and flush it out a little bit.
Right, right.
West Bay does, you know, West Bay's got
West Bay does, yeah.
Two passes it's down real, there.
It's real consistent down in West Bay as far as that south shoreline. It just stays, you know, that water down there stays clear most of the time. Very rarely. You can count on one hand the amount of times that water on the south shoreline of West Bay gets muddy.
Yeah.
You know, it just doesn't hardly happen. It's got to be a hard north wind. You got to get a real hard pumping north wind, and then it'll get muddy sometimes. But, I mean, it can blow 30 miles an hour out of the south, and it's still, that shoreline down there, you still go down and wade, and it's still clear.
Yeah.
You know, it just, like I said, it's got more water filtering in. It's got different stuff. Bottom structure is different, too, down there.
Is there quite a few offshore boats in this tournament?
I don't know. I know of a couple for sure, but I don't know just how many there is. I know one of the companies that I have, the company I'm fishing, they got one offshore team, you know, and they're entered in it, and a couple bay fishing teams. Some of these companies will have four or five different teams, you know.
Right. Now, what do these companies do, this oil man's tournament? They just they book the guys they want to fish with ahead of time?
Right. They, okay. It's up to them, and not all of them even book guys. Some of them come down and have their own boats and mm-hmm. fish it. You know what I mean? It's not all guys. A lot of these guys have their own boats that come.
Sure.
Somebody in the company, you know what I mean? Somebody in the company will have their own boat. And they might only have one team, and they'll just do their own thing. But yeah, the companies that have the, you know, they book got whatever guys they want back in the beginning of the year. I've had the same company now for about 3 years or so, you know, and they just book me. It's just automatic. They tell me at the end of the year, go ahead and put me down for next year. And that's just, you know what I mean? So I've had that same company. And my company usually does, it started with three teams. They used to do three bay teams. Then they kind of went down. Now I think we got a bay team. We got me, and then I think there's an offshore team. I'm not sure what all they got this year.
Right.
But some of the companies, they'll have four or five boats worth, you know, four or five teams. And it's like $3,000 a team to enter.
Wow.
Yeah.
What does that money go to? Is that all prize money, or is it benefit
no,
anything?
There's no prize money. There's no
None.
Money involved at all. It's all trophies and donated prizes. It goes to the charity, Texas Oilman's Charity Invitational is what it's called. It goes to, I'm not sure what exactly it goes to, some kind of Oilman's charity fund or something.
Yeah.
But no, there's no prize money. You don't win any money. It's all, I mean, they got some really good stuff that they give away.
Yeah.
But it's no money. And the guides, we can't fish at all. We can't even, we can't enter it or fish or nothing.
Yeah, you can't even pick up a rod while you're out there with them? No. Nothing, huh?
I think you can fish, but our fish aren't supposed to count.
Right. No pooling. Yeah. No fish pooling.
Oh, yeah, we can't. If I go catch a 7-pounder today, it doesn't count.
It won't even count. Might as well throw it back in the water.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That's what I'll be doing. You know, so like last year, I mean, I didn't even fish a whole lot. I kind of helped and did other stuff. Because I'm always, when it's like that, I'm afraid I'll fish and then I will catch a big one. And I don't even want to get put in that situation where they want me to try to give it to them and everything else. So,
yeah.
It's better sometimes to not even fish. But we'll, I mean, I don't know what the teams are. I'll know after today how big a tournament is. It's different every year. You know, it used to really be big, like big, you know, and it did kind of had a few years. It went downhill, like it got smaller. And then I heard it's kind of came back. You know, somebody said that it might be a little bit bigger again this year, but I won't really know until after today. You know, everybody gets in that tent. They got the big tent set up, big air conditioned tent, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you get badges, you know, as long as your company paid for you a badge, which I think a badge is, I heard a badge is $500 to
Goodness.
Get a badge. Yeah, to get into the tent for the whole weekend, which the tent opened yesterday. It opened yesterday at 4, and it stays open pretty much till Saturday night. And, you know, they got game wardens and troopers at the door, you know, make sure everybody's got badges to go in. Once you go in, I mean, everything inside is free. It's all food, drink.
Food, beverage, all that, huh?
Everything.
Yeah. There you go. Want. Carte blanche. It sounds like one of those big-time badges you wear around your neck at a PGA event. Gets you into certain levels.
That's what this is. And it's all you can eat. They have everything in there from prime rib to fried shrimp, to boudin, to crab ball. Everything you can imagine they have in there. You just walk around to the little vendors and, you know, get whatever you want. They're all cooking something. They all got drinks, beer, sodas. The margarita machines in there. I mean,
Good
just whatever
Lord.
You want. Yeah, and then basically you can just go in there and hurt yourself.
Get toe up from the flow up.
Yeah, they have a live band sometimes. So the one night they'll have a band. And, you know, they just have all kinds of different. It's just a big party kind of deal.
Well. Well, I wish you the best of luck, Tommy. Hope y'all do well.
I took the Texan Roofing boys this week.
Did you? Tim?
Yeah, I meant to tell you that. No, Tim didn't make it. I got Brian Carpenter. No, okay. Yeah, Tim was going to come, but then he ended up not making it. I took some of the other boys, which I've taken Brian.
Boy, Parker. Tim must have been really tied up for him not to go fishing because, boy, there's a boat available. He's jumping on it, man.
Yeah, he's die hard.
Hey, and they're good fishermen. They wade. They do it all, man. They're grinders.
One of them brought their little sister that came down from New York, so we didn't wade. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, they usually do. I've taken Tim several times over the years anyway. And Brian Carver, I've taken them all. But, yeah, they showed up this week. We had a good trip.
So. Well, cool. Well, I wish you luck today, Tommy. I got to roll. It's break time. But
all right.
Throw them out a number. Somebody wants to call you about coming down to Matagorda.
Okay, you can look me up at Captain Tommy Alexander or give me a call at 979-709-8242.
And this weekend, that's going to be Matta Get Down Gorda.
Matta, it's definitely Get Down Gorda.
All right, man. Tommy, have a good weekend. Nice talking to you. See you, buddy.
All right. Later,
all right, man. Later, man. All right. All right, that's Captain Tommy Alexander.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's LYST. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
He's probably looking over and going, look at this pot licker. Look at this novice. Hey, look at that flat filler, man.
If you want to fish in Texas, you better listen to the Outdoor Show.
Captain Mick, what y'all know good?
Oh, we're just hanging out, bud. Sitting around the campfire having coffee. Said, hey, man, the fishing trip was free, but that boat ride was $7.50.
That's exactly right. Fish is free, boat.
That's good stuff, man.
I remember that Idasport. That boat would run, baby.
Hey, it'd peel your clothes off.
Slap some bacon on a biscuit and let's go. We're burning daylight.
Go ahead, skin it. Skin that smoke wagon and see what happens.
Now, time for more of the Outdoor Show on Sports Radio 610.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 4:37 here in the Bayou City. Let's go run down to G-Town now. Let's talk to Captain James Plogg, see what's up with him this morning, Silver King Adventures. James, what's going on, man?
What's up, buddy?
What's happening?
Oh, man, sitting here doing paperwork, actually.
Paperwork?
Yeah.
There's no paperwork involved in guiding.
No, you don't.
Just
do
the bill paying part, right?
Well, I got a stack of them.
Yeah, I heard that. Isn't that something, how more bills come in the mail than money?
Man, I always wait for that mailbox money coming, and it all ends up being some kind of bill.
Yeah, that's my mailbox money, invoices. Uh-huh.
Exactly right. That's it. It is winded. It has been, but it ain't calm. It's not.
It's 13. Like, showing about 13.
That's what I got. It's about right.
But out in the middle of Galveston Bay, that's not calm. That's kind of choppy. Get out in the middle somewhere.
It's terrible. But, hey, it ain't bothered me. We've been white fishing, so.
I know.
It's all right. Well, our flounders didn't.
Yeah, you called that shot yesterday. You said, yeah, after catching 26 or whatever it was the day before, I'll probably go back tomorrow and catch 6 or 7. How many did you catch?
We caught 7.
7? Well, that's not too bad. That's still pretty good.
Well, you think about it.
For this time of year.
It is. It's really good. But, I was – after that deal the day before, and we didn't have that many bites on flounder. I think I caught a little one. Rick and them may have blew 2 or 3. At the most, we should have caught, 10.
Yeah.
And we finally found a few trout. I think we caught maybe 16 trout, 16 trout. I went back to get the boat on our first weigh. It's, man, them flounders ain't biting. Of course, the boat was like 5 miles away, so. I'll go back and get the boat and get back down there and I said, how many flounders y'all got? Well, we caught one more, whatever. And I looked, I said, man, what you got on your stringer, dude? Hey, my old Gold Skip that fishing with Rick, my Katie Roofing guys, man, he popped a nice triple tail about, I don't know, Mickey, he was for sure 10. He might have been 12 pounds. I didn't weigh him.
Beautiful triple tail. You texted me that picture when he caught it. That was a big one. That was at least a double digit. You know, that was 10,
nice,
10 easy.
Huh?
That was a nice fish, man.
Weight fishing. You don't catch a whole lot of triple tail weight.
That's a bonus fish right there, bud.
That's for sure a bonus. I can charge for an offshore trip now. Pop one.
That's it, triple man. Triple tailing.
But that was pretty cool. And, you know, the trout fishing was okay. Actually, I sent them one way, and I said, man, let me go check this place out here. And it was rough, and same old ways, breaking over your head deal. But I hit them, and they started, they kind of got going. I said, man, let me go get them. So we got back down there and got everybody lined up, kind of lost a bite. We caught five or six more. We blew about, so we should have had 20 trout for sure. We blew, you know, we blew four or five.
Well, that ain't bad.
Nah, for
only
July,
blow four or five fish. Well, Jordan Spieth making his move. He's got four birdies in a row right now. He's
I had it. I got
top
it on
the leaderboard. You watching the Open?
Did you see that putt Tiger just made? Of course,
he finally made something.
He just going to play today. You can just look at his demeanor and say, you know, I'm done anyway. Let's just do it.
Yeah, he got off to a rough start. What was he, 7-over yesterday or something?
7-over. I think he's 6-over now. He just birdied that first hole.
Golf is the cruelest, nastiest game on the planet, man.
It's kind of like fishing.
It's kind of like fishing is right now.
Hey,
they both go hand in hand.
Ain't that the truth, man? Now, I ran that old oil field deal. I was listening to Tommy. That old oil field tournament, when it was at its peak, I had to run a boat for Caps. Had a, I think, a 37,000. So I had to, he rented a house and did all the stuff. So I took the boat from here. I ran the boat from here to Matagorda, and we rented a house on the river. And they had them jetties, or did they? They had them jetties, but the way you had to run through there was sandbars all through there, and I ain't never run a boat through there in my life. I followed some pontoon dude out of there, and finally got out there and got me a track line and figured out how to get out in the Gulf right there. It was a little bit different then than what it is now. But, yeah, that was a big deal, man. People, gosh, dog, I was glad to get out of there. We fished in the offshore deal.
Man.
So, yeah, it's I steer clear of that place. And I don't think it's as big as it used to be. But, man, back in the day there, it was looming large.
Sounds pretty big. Matagorda's full up.
Oh, yeah.
From what I hear, they're stirring. That's going on.
Yeah, we had a nice house rented on the river, though. It was pretty cool. I had a good time. I was ready to get out of there when it was time to get out of there, though. It took me about, how long did it take me to get home? About 3 hours.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Mm-mm. It wasn't bad at all.
What's your game plan today?
My game plan is I'm fixing to go swimming.
Fixing to get, you're going to swim first? You aren't fishing today?
I ain't going.
How's that swimming working out?
Man, Mickey, I ain't no good at it. I actually got somebody going to teach me a little bit this morning. No, I mean, if I'm drowning, I can get somewhere. But,
yeah.
I don't have a good, I don't know, people don't care about me swimming, but I don't have a good technique. Of course, my body will do it, but I don't know how to breathe right yet. You know, the way you're supposed to be able to breathe and keep your head down. Anyway, I'm a terrible swimmer. All I got to do, I don't want to be no swimmer. I ain't no Mark Spitz. All I got to do is make 400 meters. And I'm good. But I think I did the other day before yesterday or 3 days ago, I did 500 meters probably.
Yeah.
But not at one time, you know. I had to just try to keep dying.
Well, that's what I did when I was playing tournament tennis. I'd swim one day and then the next day do light weights and all of that. Of course, you know, I was playing 4 and 5 hours every evening of tennis. But,
dude, you was a stud on that tennis.
Oh, man. Boy, and look at me now. Golly, how time's
look
changed.
At all of us now. Hey, how about all the trophies we loaded up that time? You told me, man, let's go to the dump. I said, dude, we got, like, boxes and boxes of trophies. So I don't need to.
Oh, my wife was so sick of those things laying around, cluttering everything up. And
I think we took them and some bunch of sea hats and some other stuff through the door.
Remember, I had a big old giant cardboard box full of sea hats. Nobody would wear them. I bought that whole big box. Got a special deal on them.
Well, yeah, because they weren't the real good ones. They were found in budget.
No, they were a little bit cheap, but, hey, I'd wear a new one every day. Put all my lures on there. Hey, I was Cadillacing, man.
Oh, man, you could let the dog drink water out of them.
But, you know, lures lasted forever back then, and we didn't have near the hooks and hardware that we have today. And, you know, everything stayed dry and out of the salt water. And you just take your hat off and put one mirror lure up there, grab your top water, tie it on, and just keep chunking. Didn't have to worry about washing your baits off at the end of the day or any of that, man.
Well, now you can just get that sea hat thing and put you a bunch of croaker leaders in there and let them all flap around you.
That's
like
all
green.
You need now, man. Just them croaker leaders hanging off of it look like dreadlocks, man.
Oh, that ain't kidding. We caught everything yesterday on man, the pink go even on them flounders, and I ain't no flounder man, okay? We catch them by mistake like me and you used to do. But that pink ghost, the little bass assassin sea shad, the pink ghost on a little bitty head, and just roll it through there. And that's just a straight retrieve.
Right.
Not really bumping. You know, I was surprised. They come get it.
Mirror lure technique.
And same. And I think we end up running out of all that. And then when we hit them trout, I was using the little boss, a snow white one.
Yeah, man, that's that one. It's a little bit flat. It's a little bit fatter with those ridges on it.
Yeah, and it's a great bait, Mickey. And I was getting bent. Problem was I couldn't throw it. Man, we were throwing. We had about a 16-mile-an-hour wind off my port side there trying to throw. So I put a pink Little John on. You know, it's a different kind of plastic, and I could throw it. And then we could reach and fish. And I think we caught the rest of them on pink Little Johns.
Yeah.
I think Rick caught one on a big spoon.
What's up with your old slamming chicken, man? You run out of those or what?
Mickey, I'm out of everything. I just ordered like 2,000 baits. To answer your question, I am out of everything. But, you know, I put that slamming on in the middle of them flounders. Man, this is a lot better flounder bait than that pink ghost thing. And they were wearing me out. I mean, I caught a couple on it, but I don't know why. Maybe the water color, whatever. But that shrimp. You know, that kind of glow with them red sparkle kind of things. And and that pink ghost has been getting bit more than anything else. You know, my guys, they all got their own stuff, and they're all trying stuff. How about this? How about that? Hey, man, you ain't getting no bites. What are you throwing? Oh, I'm throwing this. I said, well, what are you throwing? I said, the same thing I was throwing 4 hours ago. When they quit biting, I'm going to put another one on. So I get a lot of field testers, and for sure the pink and that – you know, that shrimp color we like is been the
and
best.
That's one good thing about what we do. You know, everybody throwing a different color or different type swim bait or, you know, jigging something, and that gives you a broader spectrum of what the best bite's on. Especially
the
guy in the boat that don't know how to fish and he's getting all the bites. You better switch on over whatever he's throwing. It's on.
You ain't kidding. Hey, and I'm not saying that it's always my way that's right. I'll have guys that start field testing, man, they'll start kicking him. I said, dude, what are you throwing? And he said, I'm throwing this. I said, hey, man, we better put some of them on because he's eating them up.
Yeah.
So it works both ways. It's a good deal.
Well, you just use everybody. Everybody's a scout that's fishing together. You just figure it out. And that's, I think that's why Blaine likes to put five or six in his boat at a time.
Man, boy, he likes to load them up.
He can load them up, man. He gets them lined up. I'm telling you, man. He can cut a drift across a shell pad, and there's nothing left on it when he gets through with it.
Hey, remember that time we was all fishing on Dow's? You and I, Daryl, Gary Anderson. David might have been with us, Anderson. I don't remember. There was five or six of us. Pete was there. And we were just beating him up on Dow's, and that guy pulled in behind us. I never told Daryl. Remember, Daryl turned around, looked at that guy, said, man, if you're going to fish behind us, you might as well go fish behind a gill net.
I remember that.
Remember that?
We were loaded up, man. I mean, we cut adrift. I mean, just, that, boy, those were the days.
Oh, it was ugly. We were catching 30, 40 fish a pass.
Yeah, it was ugly. All on mirror lures, too.
All on mirror lures, man.
Treble hooks flying everywhere, man.
You know, if these fish were a little bit bigger and I could have got them to eat a mirror lure like what we used to do, you know, yesterday, of course, I could throw it. And I know I could have reached them, but I just couldn't get them to bite them earlier. You know, they weren't eating it.
No.
Yeah, that would have been bait to use yesterday.
Yeah, I'm going to be talking to him in the last segment, but I think he caught most of his fish yesterday on topwaters. He was
really?
he was having to make them mad to get them going.
Well, that's cool though.
Yeah. Well, it's like that day you and I were fishing together with Andy when we took Andy's trip, Andy Warren and his crew.
We let
the bite kind of slowed up, and you threw out there with that little. I think you had a little. I forget what topwater you had on, a skitter walk or something. You threw it out there, and I saw that fish blowing up all over it. I just reached down and grabbed my topwater rod. Said, "Watch this," and we kind of got them going again with those topwaters.
We did. We caught five or six fish on topwaters, and they faded, if you remember, and then they got back on tails.
Then they got back on tails, yeah. It's just, you know, these trout are, you know, they're so finicky sometimes, man. They're just...
Hey, this is the first time in a long time, you know, this late. You know, of course, this is what we used to do our whole career back in the days, but I've waited more the last 3 weeks than I have in years this time. I think for me, anyway, my fish has been better waiting. I ain't waiting around like all these rest of these button pushers, croaker guys. You know, they find where everybody's fishing, and they go, you know, the next morning, they're there and popping them croakers out on them, and they'll put the hurting on them.
Yeah,
you know, it's like
will.
Anything else. If you know where to fish and you can put them croaks on there and they're there this summertime, I mean, they're going to bite, you know. A lot of them dudes that think they're big-time guys really don't know where to go, but they'll see where you're fishing. And them guys catch 10 or 12 or 15 on a lure. We'll roll on here with these croakers, and we'll catch 40. And that's exactly what they do.
Yeah, it's like a biologist fishing with me years ago told me about all this stuff. He said, hey, you lure guides, when y'all get on a school of fish, and if you're pulling 40 out of that school, there's probably 400 fish in that school that you're fishing on because you're only going to catch one of every 10 or 20 that are in that school with lures. But he said,
right.
You roll up here with live croakers, and you'll catch every one of them.
Yeah. Especially this time of year, Mickey, you know, in the fall.
Well, that's what he was correlating that to.
Talking about the summertime,
yeah. Yeah, summertime fishing, yeah.
I mean, it's I don't know nothing about croaker fishing, okay? I don't. But you still, I don't care what you're fishing for. If you don't know where they're at, you just pop out there on dead water. I don't care what you're using. You're not going to catch them.
You're not going to get them. You got to be
you
on
know,
fish to
guys,
catch them.
These guys figured out, like people like us, you know, we go put together a good day, 15, 20, maybe we catch 30 trout on lures, and they watch. They watch all that stuff. And then the next thing you know, next day, they're there. They're either waiting or gripping right there with them croakers. And you just showed them where the fish were at, man.
Yeah, that's
all,
right.
And I ain't knocking it, but, you know, they all going to hero up, look at me on Facebook. Well, they didn't find nothing. They found where everybody else was fishing.
That's true.
There goes Robbie right now. He's lowering his old boat down. But I've been pretty fortunate.
Yeah.
I think the way fish has been good. I don't know if fish has been all that great, but, you know, we've been pretty lucky there the past couple of days.
Well, the best fishing I've had this year has been shallow, you know, wade fishing.
Y'all crushed them there for a while. You had a little
that all went to hell in a handbasket. The wind switched, the water got muddy and fresh, and that was the end of that little run.
That was the end of that hunt.
Yep.
Yeah. The tides are getting real high, Mickey. They're low right now, and it kind of got funky tides. And they run so hard in the mornings, the fish really don't. There's a small window, even with this moon. They want to bite right when that tide starts to peak out.
Yeah.
And they get going really good about 9:30, quarter to 10, it starts to slack up. And that's when I had that bite yesterday. I mean, I could have stood there without my guys. I mean, I'd have caught 15 or 20 fish. I had them. But I had to go get them.
I know you had to go get them. And, man, once you leave biting fish and you got them, what happened? You got them going. And
exactly.
Then you left them, and then when you got back to them, you couldn't get them lit off again.
We couldn't. You know, we beat on them, and I think we ended up catching six, and we blew a couple.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but anyway, but the bite at that time was about 9:30. First thing yesterday morning, we caught like one trout, however many flounders. We caught all them flounders on one wade.
Yeah.
But the current was just running so hard. As soon as it slacks up, everything starts getting clear, you know, because it gets real high. Even with that, where we were fishing, even we had a south wind at 16 blowing in there. You know, the water was beautiful, just hard to fish. So that looks to me like when the bite is. But it's low. I'm looking at these moss on the oysters on the pilings. It's low right now.
Well, I wish you the best today. I hope you get them again. Nail them down.
I'm not going to get nothing. I'm going to the swimming pool, bro.
You're not going to pop out and go make a complimentary wade after you get out of swimming?
I ain't popping out of nowhere. By the time I get through swimming, I got an instructor this morning. I'm going to be done. I'm supposed to fish offshore 2 days with Rod.
Right.
So I got a bunch of stuff to spool up. Plenty of stuff to do.
Well, I hope the wind lays down. You can get out there on the big pond this weekend. Well, hey, man, if somebody wants to call you, James, how do they get a hold of you guys? What's the best
way? Come on, buddy. 409-935-7242.
All right, Plog. Go learn how to swim. All right, buddy.
Yeah, you, man. All right, buddy. Bye.
Later.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.